And if you will, what I've been realizing is it takes a Mordecai and an Esther. It takes somebody sleeping with the king, so to speak, in bed with the king. I'm obviously not talking sexually, but in the case of Esther, that obviously she's his wife. But and it takes Mordecai. Mordecai's protesting. I mean, Mordecai is a problem all through the book of Esther, isn't he? I mean, he won't bow down to Haman, and that creates a problem, which ultimately works out. But I mean, he's just like, in some ways stubborn and vigilant, and in other ways, just a tyrant, And he's outside the palace, and he's telling Esther, hey, if you don't do something, like, you think it's all cool, but I'm going to tell you something. Like, you're if you don't rise up right now and take some leadership here, you're going to die. And God will raise somebody else up to take your place, girl. So you know what? I know you're like in there sipping suds with the king, but I want to tell you how it feels out here. Like, we're about to die, and you don't seem to care. And I think it takes both. I think it takes the Mordecais, and I think it takes the Esthers. And I'm learning that it takes the I really respect Lou Engels a lot. He's a friend of mine. It takes the Lou Engels, the Martin Luther Kings, if you will, of the world, who will they're not making friends with anybody. Later on, people are making friends with Martin Luther King, but if you actually study his history, no political leader connected with him until he had a great movement. Then it was politically popular to connect with him to get the black vote. So, John F. Kennedy, who's, kind of a hero of mine in some sorts, those guys connected with him, I think, out of political rightness, not so much this righteous move for, whatever. But my point is, it takes people like that. It takes people like that to move culture. That's just not who I am. But it takes people like that. And then there's people like Hosea and Amos, who are more like the Jesus people movement. Like, they didn't prophesy so much to King, like Hosea and Amos. They didn't prophesy so much to kings. They were like cultural transformers in that they prophesied to the people. And then there's Moses and Eli and Samuel, and even David was called a prophet. There are prophets who, like, they're not like being influenced by other prophets necessarily. They are the prophet who is leading the nation. So, Moses is called a prophet. He's leading the nation. Eli and Samuel were both judges. They were leading the nation. David's called a prophet. He's leading the nation.